The Jewish Center of Teaneck. Hope everybody's doing well. It's a very fine Tuesday evening. There's a major debate between Maimonides and Nachmanides as to the legacy of the Chashmonaim, the Hasmonean dynasty. The Gemara tells us that the Hasmonean dynasty was entirely annihilated by Herod. The Gemara in Bava Basra and Daf Gimel tells a story of Herod, who was a slave for the Chashmonaim, and he fell in love with one of the princesses, and he wanted to marry her, but his chances as a slave were slim to none, as we say today. But the Gemara says that he heard a heavenly voice call out that any slave who rebels today will be successful. So he says, must be my day. And he annihilates the entire house of Chashmonaim. But unfortunately, he doesn't get what he wants, because the princess that he fell in love with realized that she was the only one who had been left alive, and she goes up to the roof of the palace, and she calls out from the roof of the palace, and she says, anybody who claims to be a member of the Hasmonean dynasty is himself a slave, meaning there's nobody left, and she jumps off the roof, and she dies. That was the end of the Chashmonaim. And the Ramban, Nachmanides, explains that the reason that this happened to the Chashmonaim is that they wrongly usurped the monarchy. The monarchy is meant to be reserved for the tribe of Judah. I look forward to discussing this in much greater detail at the community luncheon that we have coming up next week. But be that as it may, the monarchy was meant to be reserved for the tribe of Judah. And the Ramban says, despite the fact that the Chashmonaim were men of the highest spiritual caliber, he refers to them as Chasidei Elyon, men of enormous piety. And then he says, Il Maleheim, were it not for them, Nishtakchu HaTorah V'Mitzvos MiYisrael, the entire Torah would have been lost. So he doesn't deny their contribution. Despite that fact, they were completely and utterly annihilated on the basis of this one sin. That is to say, the usurpation of the monarchy from the tribe of Judah. Now, in contrast to this, Maimonides, in his presentation of the story of Hanukkah, lauds the Chashmonaim for, amongst other things, restoring sovereignty to the Jewish people, and indeed appointing a monarch from the family of the Kohanim. The Rambam says, "Ha'emidu melech min ha'Kohanim v'chazra malchus liYisrael yoser al masayim shana ad achurban abayis hasheni." They appointed a king from amongst the Kohanim, and Jewish sovereignty was restored for over 200 years until the destruction of the Second Commonwealth. So here you have what is a remarkable and fascinating dispute between Maimonides and Nachmanides, between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam's position is that part of the salvation of the Hanukkah story was the fact that Jewish sovereignty was restored, and in particular, that one of the Kohanim, who were the ambassadors of Torah and the guardians of the temple, that they became the sovereign leaders of the Jewish people. That is part of the salvation. For the Ramban, for Nachmanides, that was the calamity. Their seizure of political power corrupted and diluted the victory of Hanukkah, which was at its core a spiritual victory. And as a result of that, the entire house of Chashmonaim, according to the Ramban, was annihilated. And so here you have a frontal dispute between two of the greatest authorities in the Jewish tradition. Is what exactly is the legacy of the Chashmonaim? What should our relationship with them be? For the Rambam, they're unquestioned heroes. Not only did they defeat the Greeks, not only did they restore the temple, but the restoration of sovereignty per se for over two centuries was something to be celebrated. And indeed, the fact that a Kohen who represents the temple, who represents the Torah, became the leader of the Jewish people in the political sense, according to the Rambam, that's all part of the celebration of Hanukkah. According to the Ramban, this was a devastating travesty that instead of focusing on the spiritual restoration of the Jewish people, that they seized and usurped the Malchus, the monarchy from the tribe of Judah, not only was this a mistake, argues the Ramban, this was well beyond a mistake. This was such an error, was such a terrible and unforgivable mistake that the entire house of Chashmonaim, the entire dynasty, was utterly annihilated. And so, according to the Ramban, we're left with a remarkable irony. The Chashmonaim saved the Jewish faith. And yet in the aftermath of their saving the Jewish faith, they themselves were totally lost to Jewish history. Anybody who claims to be a member of the Chashmonaim, anybody who claims to be a member of the Hasmonean dynasty, the Gemara says, he's a liar, he's a slave, for not a single one of them remains. Rabbi Chananya ben Akasha Amar Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu Zakos Es Yisrael, Lefika Achir Balam Tar Mitzvah Shenemar, Adonai Chafetz Leman Tzidko, Yagdil Torah V'yadir, Elnei C9. Let's wait one second for Kaddish Drabbanah.